Okay, so we're ret.
We're ret.
It's 2022. I gotta remember that. Happy New Year, you guys. It's 2022. Wow. Can you believe we made it? You know, like... What are you doing?
That was my popping noise. Oh. My celebration for the...
Is that your impression of fireworks?
Yeah, oh, that's my impression of fireworks.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha.
Bang!
I cannot believe it's already 2022.
It most definitely is.
I swear 2020 was yesterday.
the worst years of our lives. The dark ages, man.
Yeah, you love.
Hey, y'all, we get to tell our kids we lived through a pandemic.
I get to tell y'all's kids that we lived through a
pandemic. Oh God, Jesus! Well, before we get into the antics, that is
exactly.
Us.
Exactly.
It is I, the one, the only, Lady D.
Woo!
Welcome back to Blue Moon Vibes, you guys. This is my first time doing this, so this is great. So thank you, Jazz, for letting me have this opportunity.
Absolutely, boo.
And across from me, we have the wonderful, the eloquent,
the luscious skin having
the peanut butter brother.
Hey,
they saying a lot, but I'm still single as hell. They saying a whole lot. They actually do my advertising campaign. Maybe I should put that on a billboard somewhere. What up, people? It's P-Big. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Felicia's come also. However that works. And to my right, she has a business. She has a husband. She adopted a little white girl. It is our ever-present, wonderful and gracious host, who signs my check.
Can I deal?
What's up, people? How are y'all doing? Happy 2022. As you can see, we are super duper lit on this fantastic day of the top of the year. As Lady D said, y'all, it feels like 2020 was the worst time ever. No, she didn't say that. I said that. But it feels like 2020. What the hell year was it that the dang pandemic?
It was a blank.
It feels like 2020 was 2 years ago, and it just seemed like it was forever. But anywho, as we move on, everybody has a story to tell. Everybody has one to write. I'm pretty sure during the year of 2020, 2021, 2022 will be a new story for you guys to write as well. In the midst of writing stories, do you believe your story matters? Because there are so many different ways to write. Y'all, I don't know what the hell PB is doing over here, but it's making me laugh so hard and I'm trying to be focused.
My bad.
He likes New Year's. He just hates Christmas, y'all. If y'all didn't catch our last episode, if y'all didn't catch our last episode, y'all didn't hear him at all. Like, he did this. And then he fell out the chair a couple times. But y'all hear him now, don't you? He hates Christmas, everybody.
All right, Scrooge.
Hey, speaking of Scrooge, do you believe that Scrooge's story matters? Because I do. I think that Scrooge has a really decent story to tell, and I believe that... Well, now Lady D over here doing it. What the hell wrong with these people? You know what? Happy 2022, people. That's all that matters. What are y'all's plans for the top of the new year? What are we going to do? Are we going to turn up? We going to have a good time? Is it going to be, you know, a new... No, we still in the same millennium, right? I don't know how that works. No, it's the 23rd century. No, it's not.
Ooh, girl.
Okay.
Oh, girl. Right. Oh, girl.
This is I promise I'm smart.
This is what happened to Miss Lights with Dogs.
I promise I'm smart. I promise I'm smart. So, do you believe your story matters?
I certainly hell hope so.
I'm with you on that one.
Man.
I'm going to put this mother...
See, that's all I didn't want you to say.
I'm going to put this to the screen. Matter of fact, I'm going to get that one dude that I used to know a long time ago. I hope you made some of yourself.
I hope you made some of yourself.
I'm going to send you my manuscript and my movie. We can split it. I'll get 80%. You can get 5%.
But then, but okay, so then there's another 15%. Look, another, mm-hmm. no. Yeah, 15, that's right. See, I'm small sometimes.
That's 15% unaccounted for.
15, oh, so that's mine. That's mine for pain and suffering. I got you. All right. Lady Nigga, what about you? Do you believe your story matters?
I'm like P-Bid. I sure as hell hope so. Okay. I'm out here trying to, you know, I'm not going to say do what's right, because what's right to me doesn't mm-hmm. necessarily mean it's right to anybody else.
Agreed.
But doing what I think is right in mm-hmm. regards to the well-being of myself and mm-hmm. the people I care about.
Okay.
So I hope the story that I am living and leave behind mm-hmm. matters to somebody.
Okay. Now, I will say this. Well, based on what y'all said, these Negroes is getting on my nerves. I don't know. Y'all know what? It's the new year. That's why they so lit. I don't know what it is. It's the new year. You know what? I'm finna plug right here. We going to Slutty Vegan after this, so we about to turn up. We all know that Pinky Cole is the greatest of all times when it comes to vegan burgers. And yes, I said it. I don't care. I said it. It's 2022. No holes barred up in this. So yes, she is the greatest of all time when it comes to vegan burgers. But as far as your story mattering to somebody, or mattering period, why is it, when you say I hope that it does that mean you hope that it matters to somebody else, or you hope that it matters to yourself?
Both.
Okay, what about you? Do you hope that it matters to somebody else, or you hope that it matters to yourself?
Both.
Monkey see, monkey do. I hate them both so much. Y'all, I hate them both so much. You know, have you ever had people in your life that you just love to the moon and back and also want to punch in the face? If you have not, please let me introduce you to Lady D and P-Bid. They are fantastically amazing people who I love to the moon and back and will shoot a nigga in the face if they ever tried to cross him. But I also want to punch him in the face. But you know what? That's neither here nor there. As far as me, yes, I do believe my story matters. I don't believe that there is a, for me, there is no, I hope that it does. I know that it will. Because the passion that I have for the things that I'm trying to do will impact the lives, whether it's 300 lives or 300 million. I hate them so much. It's 30 lives, whether it's 30 lives or 300 million lives, it will change the world. It will. And the stories that I'm writing for myself, for my children, for my children's children, for P-Bid's future children, for Lady D's future children, it will make P-Bid is gonna have kids, because I want to be auntie.
P-Bid, that's what Bianca's for. Oh shit.
Hey, it's I don't know who that is, but
yeah, the cousin Anka.
That's that one around the corner in what's that street over there off of South Ghetto.
The forbidden land. The forbidden area.
There we go. Yeah, the forbidden area.
We don't go over there. That's a crossroad road trip.
Exactly. That's around the corner. That's on hike 'em up lane.
I don't think she hike 'em up though.
I'm not doing it. My story will matter, because I am the passion that I have for writing and for writing the story. And the determination that I have for it impacting lives will make a difference. And long after I'm gone, the Fountain City Difference Project, Inc. will still be here. And there will be a message and a legacy that will be left, because I will work my ass off to make sure that there is. So that's just me. All right. Speaking of stories mattering and things, what made your first kiss so awkward?
No, it didn't go further than that. No, I'm playing.
No, you right.
You know what? I don't even remember mine.
You?
I don't. I don't even remember. I don't even remember mine.
I remember mine. Picture it.
It was a warm summer day in the midst of the darkness.
I was on the now, I don't know if they should have these now, but they call them the tire gym. It's where you have all the black. You know, that was really dangerous for kids to be on, realistically, to think about it now. But anyway, the tire gym, you know, the little, okay, I. So the tires came together to form like this jungle gym contraption, which was really dangerous as I'm looking at it now, right here. And I was a top.
Like you were a top. P-Bid was a top. He was a top, the jungle gym.
And oh, you mean like what? Like I feel like I've seen him on TV in Hallmark movies.
You know the season that you hate so much.
Wait, did they actually like build? Like they put the tires together? And you just climbed on the.
It was a parallel. It had four sides, mm-hmm. and it was shaped like a square. Mm-hmm. And inside the large tire square were like maybe sub squares. That, you know, you could climb up to the top from whatever quadrant you were in. And atop the tire.
Atop.
You can. Atop the tire, you could look out into the neighborhood behind the little daycare preschool. And you can see out on the street and everything like that. But, yeah, it was top. I can remember the girl. Space.
Atop the tires, he could remember the girl's face. Okay.
She had lip gloss for some. That's really weird for a fucking 5-year-old to have lip gloss. That's what I think about.
I don't remember my first kiss. I do not. Therefore, I don't know what made it so awkward because I don't remember. Please hold.
We like to have fun here at the.
Insert time travel music. Yeah, that's my time travel.
I am so sorry. I'm not very good at sound effects.
It's okay. You know what made my first kiss so awkward is that I don't remember it.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, that's why it's awkward. Because I don't remember it.
But that's okay. That's all right, y'all. Let us know down in the comments what made your first kiss so awkward. And in the spirit of kissing awkwardly, why do we believe that?
All right, let's go with it.
Hey, y'all gonna learn that on this show, we go for the gold. And
even if it don't make sense.
But y'all know what? Once we get into it, it make a whole lot of sense. So why do we believe that financially affluent black people don't know what it means to be black? And before y'all come for us asking us why come we talk about black people, because every last one of us, at least me for sure, is black as night, and all I know how to do is be black. Crickets.
Well,
I hate
maybe
them so much.
Because
they make me so angry.
Maybe because in society we see, you know, non-POCs, you know, you see,
insert people of color.
Yes. You see more of them being financially affluent. Or did I?
So you're saying that because we see more white people or more non-African-American or people of color, whether that, you know, people that have the melanatedness.
What I'm saying is because that has become the norm.
Poster child?
Yes. So if it makes it seem like we as POCs, that's how we have to act. Like we forget our this is where,
okay,
you know, we have to act like these.
So you're saying that because the world is allowing for us, I hate both of you, because the world has placed a stereotype on people of color not to amount to financial success and stability. When you do achieve such financial success and stability, then you must now alter your personality to fit what the world deems as socially acceptable to be able to have achieved such wealth.
That was a lot of words, but yeah. That was a lot of words, but yes.
Alrighty, guys. So before we go, always remember, it's 2022. Turn up for you. Thank y'all so much for vibing with us. If you had just as much fun listening as we always have making these, just make sure you subscribe and follow me on all of my lovely social medias. Yes, of course, I'm going to link them in the description. Also, don't forget to check out my blog to stay inspired. And we will catch y'all next Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace.